Welcome to Lisa Beach Meet, episode 23. Tonight is the real Halloween special.
Sort of.
Scary things afoot.
Probably do one on Halloween, actually.
Can they hear that?
No. Well, it's been a week.
The Headless Horseman.
It's been a week, so we're going to keep doing these once a week, I guess.
Once a week. So I don't know if anybody out there has normal, you know, like a full-time career and a baby and, you know, just likes to keep up a certain lifestyle, but we do. And then on top of that, you throw this in. That's kind of chaotic that, like, let's decide to do this when we have a brand new baby.
Well, it was summertime.
Okay. Well, but for me, it's a lot of work. So, yeah,
we're
going to
keep doing it. We'll at least do it once a week. We have cool stuff coming up, and we've done a lot of cool stuff recently. So,
I mean, one during the week and one possibly during the weekend. But the weekend, man, I just want to chill.
Yeah.
So much work. So much work. Anyways, we have some really exciting upcoming podcasts that we talked about a little bit before. We have Joel Fuhrman, Dr. Fuhrman, who wrote Super Immunity. We just got his new book, Fast Food Genocide.
I was flipping through it. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, they sent it to us. And yeah, I'm really excited. His book, Super Immunity, like changed how I eat. It really did. It really did. Him and the Dr. Grieger, the How Not to Die, that was like life-changing for me. So if you want a book that will change your life, Super Immunity. And it's just this crazy idea that the foods you eat can dictate your health, but so much more than just your health. I mean, he talks about how you can reverse disease and how you never get sick and these foods that you should be eating every day. It's amazing. It's
I didn't even know
Bible.
that was a plant-based or vegan,
you know what?
Book when I picked it up.
Is it? Well, one of them, Dr. Grieger or Dr. Fuhrman, talks about how a little bit of meat is okay.
Yeah, I think that's where the plant-based thing comes in.
Yeah, so
some
it's
of these people talk about
in plants.
Whole foods, mostly plants. Actually, did you say what we're talking about today?
No, processed meat.
Okay, so that I think that kind of ties in with this. I think we need to remember that we're not, you know, we're vegan, but you don't have to be vegan. I think
so
we're more of like, I don't know.
We're just health gurus.
Yeah.
All right, let me get back to my intro, man. Don't interrupt me yet.
Whatevs.
Anyways, so he's coming up and he's awesome. Very excited for that one. I'm really excited for that one. Probably more excited than anyone else we've had on this show. I'm just kidding. So after him, we have like a athletic guy. We have an NFL guy.
Oh, yeah. Arthur Jones.
Yeah.
He's in the family with Chandler Jones. Him and Arthur were both NFL players. I think Arthur's a free agent right now.
And he's a vegan.
But then the third one is John Jones, one of the more infamous these days MMA fighter.
Oh, really?
He was like the best MMA fighter ever, but he keeps getting into trouble.
Oh, no.
He had a couple belts taken away.
Why?
Drugs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he just came back after a lapse of having a belt taken away, a championship title belt taken away, and then fought again and won, and then they tested him and they found drugs again.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it is sad. But either way, they're a family of athletes. But Arthur happens to be
a vegan.
Very outspoken vegan. And I looked him up today. He's like 350 pounds, like 6 foot, like he's a monster. He's
so many carrots.
He's a big dude, so I'm really excited to ask him what a vegan diet looks like for an NFL size man.
So those two coming up, that's exciting. And then we just had Moby. I don't know if anybody watched or listened, but if you didn't, he was on. I think it was like early in LA. Maybe he needed some coffee or something. He just didn't seem very excited to hang out.
Well, Moby, I mean, Moby's like something we've joked about.
Moby.
I know we're only at episode, 23 now?
Yeah.
And we've joked about getting Moby, but to actually
Moby did not joke with us.
To actually have him on our show. We were really excited this early in the show to get who we kind of considered the famous vegan.
Right.
But he was very serious, and that's cool. I mean,
he's just very passionate.
Yeah.
And I think that his take, he just doesn't have any capacity for humor in something he's so passionate about. And I get it. It's just that it's a different kind of take that we take. We take a very comedic you know, I'm gonna tell you what I feel about this in a funny, humorous way. And he's like, I feel so passionately about this that I have no jokes. And we have all the jokes, and he had no jokes.
Yeah, we were kind of blown away at the end, and we kind of maybe picked on him a little bit. But in reality, you know, looking back on it, yeah, the guy's insanely driven and passionate about what he does. And
that's inspiring to... You know, I don't know. To see someone so invested in their kind of life's work.
I also think it could have been, like you said, the time of day, though. I've heard interviews with him where he was a lot more like...
Personable?
Yeah, personable, jokey, like talking about people picking on him and...
Really?
And about what it's like to be around people who aren't vegan.
Well,
but
who knows his life? Maybe he was, you know, something else. I don't know.
I don't know his life at all.
Neither do I.
I live in Ohio... But, I'm a high school teacher.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it helped. The focus of our little podcast is that we're very relatable. We are some normal ass people that live normal lives that just happen to eat a vegan or a plant-based lifestyle. And, you know, it is, I'd say, a passion, but it's a different passion in that we would like to ignite normal people to have this diet. And we'd like to educate people about all the aspects of this diet. So it's just a different, you know, way of going about the same goal.
Yeah, I think the funny part about Moby at the end of it was just when, you know, we joked that he made fun of my mom or told us that we need new friends. But
he didn't know.
I think that there's probably a little bit of a disconnect when you've been a vegan that long. You live in Los Angeles, which he said
probably
has
so many opportunities probably, for vegan food.
Yeah, it's a different world than a lot of this country.
Yeah, come live in the hilltop for a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. My Kroger's, not to change subjects, but the Kroger's here in the hilltop, that's where we live, if we got Columbus listeners out there.
West
hilltop
side.
Has recently gained, the West Broad location has gained a bunch of vegan food. It's amazing. Like, they have Veganaise and that chow cheese and the sour cream and Daiya cheese. I was really blown away.
Even if you're not a West Side of Columbus resident, wherever you live,
there's going to be options.
You're probably going to be noticing stuff, because if we're seeing it here, I mean, granted, we are in an urban area, so there's a lot more activity. You might not see this in a Kroger
in like a rural
out in the
area,
middle of nowhere. But
I don't know,
but
I'm
it is
saying,
changing, and like, there is a demand for it.
Our Kroger is probably the last place that there is a demand, and there is a demand, and I don't know. It's just stuff's changing. So, anyways, I'm sorry. Let's get back to it. So we're having a couple awesome new guests coming up. We had Moby, check him off the list. I emailed Waka Flocka, waiting.
We're gonna harass him until we get him.
I don't think he's going to deal back. Anyways.
We said that about Moby 10 episodes ago. That's true.
And is that
but what always, any other? Yeah, well, what always helps with all of this is, and the Moby thing, I mean, the fact that he came on our show means that he's willing to do anything and everything all day long to spread his message.
Right.
And I think he helped spread his message, but he also helped us too. We got a lot of listens by just being able to say that Moby was on our show. But if you listen to our show and you like it,
hit that subscribe button, man.
Or just tell somebody. Just tell somebody. We just want more people to hear this, and we also want to hear from you people. We always say this at the end, but I don't know if anyone gets that far. So I'll say it at the beginning.
Subscribe.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so upcoming processed meats. Our spooky processed meats. It's Halloween time, my favorite time of the year. We're having a big party on Friday. I'm super excited.
Yeah, you want to invite your listening audience?
We're going to have no processed meats. Yeah, anybody can come.
That's true. If you are in Columbus, you can come.
I'm on the Franklin County Auditor's website. Look me up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
But we all are.
Well, we were going to talk about processed meats. It's come up a few times recently. What the Health, obviously, is a documentary that's been mentioned many times here and seems to be kind of the front runner for what people talk about that are new vegans. They make mention of this, but it's nothing new. There's not really one study, but there was a big study that came out fairly recently that labeled processed meat
as a carcinogen.
Carcinogen.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's stop. What's a processed meat?
Ooh, yes, good question.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You tell me. I don't know the process. But I guess the most I think the most eaten is a hot dog. Okay. It's America, you know.
Well, no. What? So hot dogs.
Bacon.
Bologna.
I didn't know bacon was a processed meat.
That's surprising to me. I thought bacon was like raw meat.
No, it's but very it's processed.
So then how does they get that like marbling in it?
Well, really, essentially what by processing it, you're making it last longer. So it's,
that makes sense.
Yeah. If you get fresh ground beef from the grocery store, you take it home, you cook it on your grill and you eat a burger, you're not eating processed meat. You're eating just red meat.
Right.
But processed meat would be bacon, sausage, hot dogs, salami, corned beef, beef jerky.
Anything.
Ham. Ham, which is very commonly, any canned meat.
See, I thought ham was just like a, I don't know, what is ham?
It's
pig?
Yeah, but it's mostly processed. It's not like pork chop.
Okay. I thought like when I saw those big chunks of ham, that was like the back of a pig. That's not
well,
it?
Well, I mean, some kind of ham is, but most like ham that you would get in... like on a sandwich.
Right, that's all processed.
Mostly lunch meat. Like if you go to Subway.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I freaking love the vegetable sub at Subway.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good, and I could eat it almost every day. But everything else under that counter,
guy loves his vegetables.
I do some nasty ass shit.
Okay.
That I would eat a lot of back in the day, but it just
processed meat.
Yeah, and. The hot dog, I think, is the biggest offender.
That's like, I feel like everyone's go-to for when they think of processed meat. They're like, oh, hot dogs. But I guess what we're trying to say is that it's a lot more than just hot dogs.
It is.
Because I thought hot dogs were like, that was like pig anuses and like eyeballs and stuff.
I mean, a lot of it is. A hot dog is generally three or four different animals ground
three
up into one.
Three different animals?
It's usually chicken, pork, and beef.
All in one?
Just scraps, yeah, just scraps. They mush it up into some kind of gunk. And the thing about hot dogs, which is tough, and being a longtime meat eater, is even if you are out there and you're like, you know, I'm just going to try to eat better meat, I think more often than not, the hot dog is never, I went to the store and I bought a pack of hot dogs and I brought it home and I made it.
Yeah.
It's the hot dog is, oh, I'm in a barbecue and,
oh.
You know, or I'm throwing a barbecue, so I'll just buy 50 hot dogs. They're
no,
super cheap. Or I'm at a baseball game.
My
or
good
I'm,
friend that I used to be, like, super good friends with, she'd eat hot dogs. That was, like, her dinner every night. But I think it's because it's, like, an easy dinner.
It's cheap, too. It's really easy. I used to bring them to work. I used to eat them cold. One time I went backpacking.
You
with
eat
my,
them cold?
With my friends. And, I don't know if they, some of them, if anyone listening to this,
scratch
they would remember
the
this.
Vegetable. This guy loves his hot dogs.
Oh my God. We went backpacking and I was like grabbing shit when I left the house. This is before the days of Clif Bars. I was like, what can I sustain myself with? And I grabbed a huge pack of
some
hot
wieners.
Dogs, like 20 pack of hot dogs, like a case of beer. And,
a 20 pack?
Yeah, like a big pack and some granola bars. And we camped the first night and I ended up eating my granola bars and then some hot dogs on a stick and over a fire, which is great. And then the next day, we hiked like 10 miles, and halfway through it, I was
hungry.
Really hungry, obviously. So I just started eating cold hot dogs,
disgusting.
Which you can do, though. Well, kind of. They're processed meat. It's processed, so it technically doesn't have to be
cooked.
But anyways, that's what processed meat is. But it's also those chicken nuggets that you're getting at school. Yeah, I didn't get sick, but...
Your
I didn't
stomach
feel
hurt?
Good about it, yeah. Didn't help my hiking capabilities. Didn't throw up, just other people did from
I'm
the actual hike.
Writing up the separation agreement right now.
I have nothing for you, but could have that podcast, Mike. I'll keep this one. So anyways, is this shit bad for you? We talked about school lunches.
Second thing. So we define what it is. What's a carcinogen?
Something
say that word five
that
times.
Causes cancer.
Carcinogen.
Carcinogen. Carcinogenic. It causes cancer in humans. And there's different levels of carcinogen. Obviously, a cigarette would be a good example of a carcinogen. Now, often.
What are the levels?
Like
1, 2, 3, 4?
I'm prepared for your questions tonight. We didn't even practice.
We didn't. I don't like practicing.
Good. Well, there's...
Like for anything.
There's four levels. Well, I guess before we get to this, it's kind of funny that...
I told you, every question I ever have.
The word carcinogen is...
Has a car in it?
Did you ask something and I wasn't listening?
Well, I just asked what a carcinogen was, and you're like, let's get back to point.
All right, there's four groups.
Okay.
Group one, it's causes cancer in humans.
Those are like, that's like if you're standing at like a nuclear bomb site and a nuclear bomb goes off.
It's been proven through testing.
You're like, that's bad.
Through experiments that this does cause cancer in humans.
Okay.
So there's number lots of one. Different kinds of cancers. There's lots of amounts. So the worst is group one.
Group one, everyone avoids.
It causes.
What would be an example of a group one?
Cigarettes.
Oh, okay. Cigarettes is in group one?
Yep.
Damn. Moved yeah. up. Okay.
Group 2A probably causes cancer in humans.
That's like.
Oh, sorry. Before, this is the World Health Organization, if you're wondering where this comes
fact
from.
Fact checked for yes. all those.
In case you're wondering where I'm getting these. This is the World Health Organization.
People out there.
So one is causes cancer in humans.
We just come up with this on our own.
Two is probably causes cancer.
Okay. What's an example?
Two, I don't have an example. 2B possibly. So 2A is probably, 2B is possibly, group three. Not classifiable. Group four, probably not. So I'll put water in group four.
Is probably not. So these four categories, everything in the entire world falls into one of these four categories.
I guess. If you're discussing it and it's being researched by the World Health Organization, what they come away with,
why
they
do
would
they
put
need,
into these four categories.
Why do they need a probably not? Like... A There's blueberry is probably not going to give me cancer. A blueberry is probably going to help me not get cancer.
But if some scientists said it did and they ran tests and they found out that it didn't, they would put that into group four. But no one's going to do that. So these are just things that have been arguably cancer-causing.
That's stupid. There should just be this causes cancer, this doesn't cause cancer.
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out. Cancer research is fairly, I guess... I don't know. We've talked about this a few times. It's hard. We can't blame people that have cancer on things that they've done. But what we are trying to do
is
make correlations and say, yeah, maybe some of these things do cause cancer.
Oh, God. Do we have to put out a disclaimer? Because, like, I don't want people to think that what they're eating gives them cancer. That's not what I'm saying. We're just saying that. There's a correlation, right?
Yeah.
And if you knew that correlation, then just avoid it.
I agree. Yeah. So the point here is that I think it's fairly new for us being the world or the U.S. or the World Health Organization to attribute cancer to certain things.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to figure out here. So these are the steps.
Okay. So we have four things.
Yeah.
Most likely might.
We have one that's proven. Group one is proven.
Proven. Through. Most likely. Probably, and then probably not, right?
It's carcinogenic, yes. Then group 2A is probably, then possibly, then not classifiable, then probably not. Whatever.
Okay.
Processed meat. Where do you think that falls?
That's in number one.
Yeah.
I watched the news.
Processed meat has been placed into group one as the scientific evidence says it definitely does cause cancer. Okay. Now, on the level of cancer and what kind of cancer... I'm not saying if you eat a hot dog, you're going to have cancer. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor. We are not doctors.
Oh, God.
We are telling you.
What about those, like, you know those people that eat all those hot dogs? Like,
hot dog eating contests? Joey Chestnut?
Oh, my God.
Joey Chestnut. Oh,
Joey
my
Chestnut,
gosh.
You should probably stop eating all those hot dogs. There's so many of them. There's so many. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I've heard from him on a talk show what happens to him the next day.
What does happen?
Well, I guess that kind of leads me to the next thing here. Let me give you the science here before I sit here and tell you that this shit causes cancer. Not the science, but the research. So World Health Organization has a wing called the ASCS. The IARC. Sorry, the International Agency for Research on Cancer. So International Agency for Research on Cancer, classified, is it a carcinogen? It did this from 22 experts, came together from 10 countries, and reviewed more than 800 studies to come to this conclusion.
Okay.
So I'm obviously not going to go through those. But no, this is 800 studies from 10 countries that they came to this conclusion. It found that eating 50 grams of processed meat every day increased your risk of colorectal cancer by 18%. So, in this instance, it's increasing colorectal cancer.
Okay.
Which reminds me of Joey Chestnut talking about the day after he eats hot dogs. So he might get it from just evacuating. Evacuating hot dogs.
Does he just poop the whole day?
Poop out some hot dogs? Yeah. Well, imagine eating.
Does he eat them whole?
70. He puts them down, I think, without much chewing, yeah. Which is also, that's another story. No, he chews them.
That takes me back to, like, when you said that
to
porn.
To college? Oh, sorry.
No. You said that porn started as a radio show. I'm not taking anything down without chewing it.
Oh, okay.
Anything gets close. Chompers are out, mister.
Well, 50 grams of processed meat is the equivalent of about 4 strips of bacon or 1 hot dog.
Okay, so these are the type of foods that are most likely going to affect your chances for colon cancer.
Yeah.
Specifically. Not that they don't affect other things. There's a lot of different kinds, though. But colon cancers, your GI tract is going to be affected by this, right?
Exactly.
So, like, is it... What's the thought behind that? These hot dogs, these processed foods, they're just so processed that your body's not digesting them correctly. Maybe there's like too much leftover stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like when I eat an apple, my body consumes probably, you know, like they takes the nutrients from it and then the roughage, the rest of it, goes on through my body and out the door. But maybe this hot dog, the nutrients, whatever little nutrients is in a hot dog, my body absorbs it. And then there's just so much not nutrients and it's not roughage. So it's probably going a bit slower through my body. That's probably whatever made it process is hanging out in my body longer than it needs to.
Yeah, and it breaks down the cell walls of the colon.
Yeah.
I can't even pronounce all of this.
Do you need me to see it?
Maybe. So meat. So it's the curing process. Mm-hmm. So it's adding nitrates.
We talked about nitrates a while ago.
Or nitrites. Those are two different things.
They are two different things. I told you about this with the wine.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's where they're saying by adding those leads to the formation of potentially cancer-causing chemicals such as nitroso compounds, NOC, or PAHs, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Do you want to look at this?
Yeah.
But essentially, there's just chemicals that you're picking up through the curing process. So processed meats are obviously not fresh meats. They've gone through a serious process to become longer lasting and cheaper, and they're mostly made from ground up scraps from chickens and cows and pigs. And the process of, you know, squeezing that into slime and turning it into some kind of chicken nugget or some kind of hot dog or a sausage or a pepperoni. Don't get me wrong either. I mean, processed meats are some of the tastiest meats I've ever had.
I don't share that.
And a pepperoni pizza is fantastic, but a lot
never
of that
put
I think
meat
it's
in my mouth it tasted good.
It's probably not salty
none
enough.
None of it.
I think it's the curing and the salt that the salt, makes a lot of these taste so good.
Well, salt's kind of funky because I put so much salt on everything. Like I love salt. Like I love it. Like I'll put salt on watermelon and it just makes it. Have you ever done that?
No.
It makes it like taste sweeter. It's this weird thing that it does. But I think it's because my taste for salt, like we in this household don't eat a lot of processed foods. So like I put more salt in things than I think I like others would. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like I'm not eating a lot of processed foods, and processed foods has a lot of salt content in it.
Yeah, so you're eating real, whole, natural foods. And then
so it looks like I'm eating more salt, but it's like not actually probably as much salt as other people are getting if they're eating processed foods.
I feel you.
Nah, it's fine. Move
on. I never put salt
on
anything. This is also interesting, too. So I kept trying to research this the best I could and try to understand it the best I could, especially after seeing What the Health and a couple other documentaries say, like, processed meat causes cancer, like, without any caveat and without any, like,
disclaimer.
We think it does. Yeah, it was just in your face. I was like, holy shit. So I'm researching it. I found pretty much the same thing over and over again. And it was saying what we just said, the meat processing, the curing causes all these chemicals that these studies are showing a definite correlation to cancer.
They shouldn't be in your body.
Also, this is a weird thing going back to our, we had a little macho episode about, you know, being a macho and trying to be a vegan. High temperature cooking, particularly cooking over a flame.
And getting that char is really bad, right?
Pan frying, grilling. I would have thought the opposite, but this produces chemicals, including those PAHs and those other things I tried to say earlier. But essentially, when you heat them quickly over high temperature, it brings out these chemicals also. And those do sit inside of you. And I mean,
so I just had a breakthrough in the thought that maybe you can eat these foods if you're processing them through fast. So for all you people out there that aren't vegans but maybe want to live a healthy lifestyle, if you want that hot dog and you don't want that stuff sitting in your colon, then you're going to need to, like, not overeat.
Extra relish?
Well, you're going to need extra roughage and extra fiber to push that hot dog through faster and get that out of your body sooner than it would be processed normally. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%.
So if you're getting these colon cancer-esque, you know, diseases or cancers or whatever, and it's because it's basically sitting in your gut for too long, if you push it through faster, then it's not going to be sitting there.
And I think a lot of the correlation here, a lot of the concern is that how common or how much of the American diet consists of this.
There's probably overloaded with processed
meats. And I think we've moved away from it, but the typical high school kid, maybe, especially back in the 80s and 90s, even talking to Moby last week, like, this is his childhood too.
His steakums.
You wake up, you eat.
Walk me through a day.
Cereal. Okay. Not very sugary because my mom wouldn't let me buy that. So cereal. Then I would go to school and then I would eat processed meat for lunch. We used to have city chicken. You ever heard of city chicken?
No, man.
It was a battered and breaded piece of pork on a stick. Yeah. And it was called city chicken. So,
okay.
But I'm sure it was processed.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And then you went home for dinner.
Yeah. And then
you had PB&J and your mom cooked a different meal after that.
PB&J would have been a nice vegan meal. But no, I mean, sometimes it was a lot of times it was hot dogs. Sometimes it was a tuna fish sandwich. Sometimes it was Kentucky Fried Chicken Sunday night family dinner. Yeah.
Can I walk you through my day of eating when I was a child?
Please.
I woke up. My mom had, what's that wheat cereal? It's not Wheaties.
Cream of wheat?
No. Total. We had Total cereal out on, and not even the Total cereal with raisins. There's the Total cereal with raisins. I was like, oh, my mom loves me. But it would be Total cereal. And then she bought this stuff, wheat germ. Like on the side that we'd have to sprinkle wheat germ.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, okay, so then we had Sunny D with that.
Wait, I hate to interrupt. Sunny D. Do you remember, you know how you buy shredded mini wheats for me?
Yeah.
Do you remember what a real shredded wheat looked like?
It was just like a big ass piece of shredded wheat.
It was one big square.
Yeah. It was like a loaf.
Took up the whole bowl.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, sorry.
Anyways.
Sunny D's the shit.
No, I hate Sunny D.
I love it.
Oh my God, I had it every day.
Is that vegan?
Yeah, but it tastes terrible. It tastes like orange juice that has, like, vitamins in it. Like, you know, I could taste the vitamins.
Taste the sugar.
I didn't like it. So that was breakfast. And then lunch, I packed my entire elementary. I packed. Like, I, not my mother.
Oh, you packed.
I packed. And it would be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Sometimes just peanut butter, you know, like,
oh,
and I, because I remember having a conversation with my friend who had a jelly sandwich, and I was like, isn't that funny? They're like, I only have peanut butter, and you only have jelly, and I was like, this is weird, but.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, so I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, an apple, and then, like, I don't, like, a baby carrots or something, and then I would go get a milk from the a la carte, and that was my meal. And
did you have a la carte?
Yeah.
Did you call it that?
No, but okay. Like that's what I knew.
Sorry.
It is.
I mentioned that once an episode.
And then I would come home, my mom would make some food. My mom was like so regimented, like on the vegetables. It was like we had a fruit and vegetable every meal, or every dinner, like hell or high water.
I feel like we did too, but it was probably
was it canned stuff.
Yeah,
that's how, no, ours was canned,
or it wasn't, and we just wouldn't want to eat it.
Oh gosh, the fights at our table about that. Like, I remember one time my mom was like trying to be cute, and she's like, "Tonight's meal, the theme is yellow." We were like, what? Like, most of my family is like Italian night. Mom was like, we're having yellow food. So you'd have like corn and then like mac and cheese and peaches because they're all kind of yellow.
Oh my goodness. I remember one time my dad put broccoli and macaroni and cheese, like Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
And it ruined my like week.
Oh.
I remember it. Like, I'll never forget it.
That's something my mom would do.
I mean,
she mixed a lot
the
of
things
stuff
that you don't know that are going to impact your children or the people around you. But
God
I
forbid.
Remember that day like it was a movie, like trying to take that bite and being like, you ruined my favorite thing.
I'm writing up some papers. It's okay. Ruined your day.
But anyways.
All right.
Are you done with your
Yeah,
your
sorry.
Meal?
My walk down memory lane. It was a good one. Sorry. I'm going to drink the rest of your water for that.
Oh, that's fine. I guess one other thing we didn't touch on, along with this report that the World Health Organization came out with, is, and again, their classifications we do not need to talk about any longer. I feel
what?
Like we talked about them a lot. But in Group A, probably carcinogenic to humans is red meat. So,
what?
Yeah. So their Group 1 is processed meat.
Plus red meat?
I don't think it's hard to convince adults not to eat
processed meat,
hot dogs. Bacon maybe a little bit, but hot dogs and fucking
but red
lunch
meat? I'm surprised.
Red meat. So straight up red meat. Now,
like even like your grass-fed, beautiful Kobe beef, that's still a carcinogen. That's number one. That's right up there with processed meat?
No, this is 2A.
Oh,
this
okay.
is the next level down. So this is a probably. Number one is it does.
Right.
According to them.
So, but by
not according
the,
to me,
by
according
the
to them, it does.
Standards probably means that there was, you know, I'm simplifying this, but if there's five studies done, it means like three of those fives are saying that it does, but they just can't say it's a for sure, you know,
yeah, it's
class
not enough
one
for
yet.
Them to be able to say.
But it means that three out of those fives are saying, and that was a, you know, an example, but three out of those fives are saying, yes, it does.
Definitely.
That's
and
crazy.
It's interesting that we have to go to the World Health Organization for this kind of data, but maybe this could be a different podcast. I think I say that every time this comes up, but our government and our Congress and what we're being told or the research that's done in this country, I'm very skeptical of. So like, I just said that wrong twice.
Skeptical?
Skeptical of.
Spectacle?
No, stop it. it's tainted.
Testicle?
And, anymore?
You're yeah, like, I was really trying.
Freestyling. Anyways, I think the World Health Organization and some of these more international organizations don't have any pressure. They don't have any, you know, elected officials that have
no
to.
No one's in their pockets?
No, at all. And so anyways, red meat. Yeah, so red meat obviously goes way beyond what, you know, we were just talking about. We're talking about beef, veal, pork, lamb, goat, horse.
No.
That came up in the list of red meat, but we don't eat horse in this country. But pretty much anything that's somewhat red before you cook it is red meat. And that's your hamburger. That's your American
crazy.
Cheeseburger.
And that's a probably.
Yeah, but I mean maybe a lot of hamburgers people
there any
eat
vegetables
are processed.
On there?
No. There's no cancer causing vegetables.
I don't know.
Haven't found any yet. Those would probably be group four.
What if it just like it was like horse meat, like rabbit meat, and then it was like broccoli. Like possible cancer causing broccoli. And all vegans would just be like, what?
Well, again, though, not to use the word horse again, but we're not trying to be on our high horse. In group one is
alcohol.
I'm drinking it right now.
Well, I'm not. I'm done with
my glass.
Had
a beer. Tobacco. I've dabbled. I don't smoke consistently, but I've been there. Plutonium. Who hasn't had a little bit of plutonium?
Well, I needed it from my bombs.
Oh, you have bombs?
Isn't that what you use plutonium for? Again, I don't know these are bad jokes.
But again, you know, the group one is based on research, and what causes cancer could be the amount or what kind of cancer. So okay. It could be something that maybe 1% of people definitely get cancer consuming this one day of the month. That still makes it a group one because it causes cancer in humans. Right. Like that's as far as they go when they say group one. Okay. So I'm not going to say that eating a hot dog is going to kill you as fast as eating a hot, as smoking a pack a day.
Mm, or eating plutonium.
But I kind of would though.
So plutonium, tobacco, and hot dogs are on the same level of cancer
they're
causing.
They're in the same group. But if you look this up, you're going to see quickly people are going to decipher between the two. And I'm just trying to explain that group one is very broad. And this also, in terms of processed meat, we're talking about colorectal cancer. So we're not talking about all these other kinds of cancer. But that kind of leads me to reading all of this. Yeah.
The question I asked like 2 weeks ago.
What was it?
I don't know. Like what you wanted for dinner. And you were like, well.
Tobacco. Thinking about tobacco. And I just watched Thank You for Smoking. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. It's a good movie.
It's really good. And it's, you know, it's a fictional Hollywood movie, but kind of shows it tells the story of like how lobbying affects Congress. And
lobbying is crazy. Why is lobbying allowed?
Free country.
That's like insane that like it's like an actual position.
No, there's some problems with it. There's some problems.
That's terrible that like, but I'm going to use my money and my influence to change laws. That seems rather undemocratic.
It is. And there's ways I think that we could clean the system up a little bit. We haven't. I think first and foremost is term limits. But anyways, aside from that, tobacco, aside from lobbying, well, I guess this was part of lobbying. They did studies for years where they had the best doctors and the best scientists, best in quotes here, coming up with scientific research,
cigarettes were good.
Proving that not even that they were good, just
they
that
weren't
maybe they weren't
bad.
So bad.
Remember that we just got to give them doubt.
That's it. This little speck of doubt and a couple different conflicting stories that you might see even today on the internet or back then in the newspaper. And you start
people
thinking,
hold on to it.
I don't know what's right and what's wrong. Right. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah. And that's what the tobacco industry held on to. And now that's what the meat industry and dairy industry is holding on to.
Yeah. And
milk, it does a body good. Who says otherwise?
We've talked about that a few times. I think who's the cheese trap guy that I love so much?
The Baskin-Robbins guy?
Yeah. No, not the Robbins guy. The Dr. Neil Barnard.
Oh, yeah.
I think he talked about this in his book about, I think he mentioned Thank You for Smoking, but how we have all this research out there that doesn't take you to where you, it can take you wherever you want it to go.
Right. You can Google anything and you'll find information to back up whatever you think.
Yeah. So today it's harder than ever to really get good information. But as we move in this direction, I guess, I think that we're finding that meat and dairy are going to cause cancer and disease.
May cause.
And there's a lot of doctors out there that maybe don't have 800 studies. Actually, they do. I mean, the China study we talked about.
Yeah.
But
someone refuted the China study.
Can we talk about the like that we got on Twitter?
Mr. Dr. Campbell liked one of our things.
He liked our tweet about, but I didn't realize this until after because I asked him to retweet it and he didn't. But I feel like he's like pretty busy guy.
He's legit.
He's out there actually saving the world. But the tweet was, have you read the China study? Don't worry about it. Just listen to this podcast. But he liked it, or his Twitter liked it. So it was pretty funny. But anyways, that's based on the biggest nutritional study in the history of the universe. So a lot of this stuff is not out of the blue, but it's that doubt that people get put in their brains by these companies. And when it comes to Congress and it comes to their influence, as an American, I think it's easy to kind of look at that and say, it's really not that bad. Mm-hmm. But we just watched, and if anyone's listening to this, go watch 60 Minutes from last Sunday.
The opioid thing.
Yeah.
That, like, I think a lot of people watched that.
They did. I mean, it
made a difference. The Marino guy stepped down.
Yeah, the drug czar of the United States had to leave his position.
Because 60 Minutes called him out on it.
Yeah, and it's a lot to talk about.
I can give you a synopsis.
Break it down, woman.
Real quick. Opioids are bad, and the pharmaceutical companies continue to push them and make us so many pills and send them out into our country, and it's through bad pharmacies and bad doctors and like all these loopholes that they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing these drugs out there, and they're getting to this epidemic that it affects everyone. And you think about like these drugs, these are not drugs that are being made in trap houses, or that's just where you sell them, right? Okay, so okay, but like these drugs aren't being made, you know, secretly. They're being made in factories that these companies are just pushing, and they're getting to the hands of the wrong people. And you can stop that. These pharmaceutical companies could stop it, but instead, it's kind of parallel to what we're talking about with the meat and dairy companies. Is that these companies have their hands in the pockets of everyone who makes bills and laws, and that nothing will ever be changed because they own them. They really, yeah. They just owned them.
So they didn't really get into specifics of how they bought off these congressmen, but the DEA has a whole branch investigating and putting pressure on these drug companies for pushing these pills, or not pushing them, but ignoring the fact that, like you said,
they're not pushing them, but when you look at like the just physical number of drugs of these pharmaceuticals being let out into the United States over the past 10 years, the physical number of drugs have grown exponentially.
There was one town that had a population of 395 people, and in 2 years, the only pharmacy in the town had ordered 2 million oxycodones.
Right. So that's obviously a leak in, you know, spreading those pills. And that's just really fucked up.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah, So at the end of the day there,
I want to beat some pills. Lisa beats your pills.
Well, we could talk about that too. But because 80% of...
that would be a good one. Get off pills.
80% of antibiotics go to animals, but also to people suffering from heart disease. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah. Essentially...
God, wait. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm sorry. I forgot. That was one of my rules.
That's one of your New Year's resolutions. Congress passed a law making it harder for the DEA to investigate this stuff. But anyways, that being said, the tobacco, the pharmaceuticals, all the power that comes into Congress and kind of scares our congressmen away from doing what they probably know is right for us health-wise. That's pretty serious stuff, and we challenge anyone to look into that, or challenge us, or have a conversation about it. But to conclude here, what's most inspiring to me, and we've talked about this before, is not 800 studies on who eats hot dogs, but on studies on who's living in cultures that doesn't have cancer.
Yeah.
Like, that's way more convincing to me than 800 studies. But there are cultures that don't have colon cancer, that don't have breast cancer, that don't have heart disease, that don't have any of the stuff that's killing us.
Right.
Everyone in America right now has, I think, a 2 out of 3 chance of dying of heart disease or cancer.
That's ridiculous.
Your odds are 2 out of 3. That's what's going to kill you. But there are places in the world where nobody dies of heart disease or cancer.
Yeah.
And look at their diets. Yeah. And look at everything, not just their diets. What they do on a daily basis, that's more evidence than I need
to change how I act. I mean, there's going to be disease, and I think this is maybe where people get kind of, or not people, where specifically people that know me get confused on, you know, like where we're coming from, I guess. And there's disease. There's always going to be disease. And disease happens at random a lot. And it's super sad. And it's very upsetting. But if there was a slight chance that you could avoid that disease, and if that means avoiding eating processed meats, and I'm sorry, man. I know it probably tastes good. I'm sure it tastes damn good.
It's the best.
But if you know that by eating that food that it's possibly going to lead to something as awful as cancer, avoid that shit. Well, like, what is, I know, like, I'm sorry, like, I know I say, like, you know, the only, like, my morals are more than my taste buds or whatnot, but if you, if a priority in your life is living a nice, long life, and you, if there's just a chance that something you're doing will cause this disease, just avoid it. Like, I don't know
how. Or not necessarily avoid it. Enjoy it in moderation, too.
Yeah, I guess. But as we see in this culture, we don't really do things in moderation.
Yeah, we do things we're not supposed to.
We do. But I'm just saying that, like, if I knew something that I was doing on a daily basis, oh, okay, like, that's good, alcohol. Yeah. Maybe it seems like I'm drunk all the time, again, from those people that know me.
Just when you podcast.
But, like, I know that's not good for me, but I know that I do it in moderation, I guess. So, yeah, if you want your hot dogs, you do it on holiday cookouts, not, you know, three times a week.
And like you said earlier, support it with a shit ton of vegetables to flush it out of you.
Right. Yeah, just like I know how to party. You got to drink a lot of water. You got to work out. You got to get that alcohol out of your blood.
Yeah, I feel you. But I think it should be more, not it, but this maybe. I feel like we're heading in this direction, even with this podcast. This isn't necessarily a show about you have to be perfect. You have to be a vegan. You're going to live forever. It's more, how do you make better decisions every day?
To live a healthier, happier life. About
and
your diet.
Yeah, avoiding processed meats. I think most people would
argue they do. Yeah, but who knew about that red meat one? I didn't know that.
That's a big one. And the grilling part.
I knew that.
I did not. I've never heard that before. I thought that would be a better way to cook meat because you're supposed to have it cooked like
done to get all the bugs out.
Yeah, the bugs.
No, but like, no, like literally, like not bugs, but you know, like,
yeah,
bugs.
I feel you. All right. So that's processed meat, I guess.
All right. I feel like we got some ideas for future podcasts out of this one.
Yeah.
What's next? Write it down. I don't know. It's going to be a surprise. We'll talk about it when it's done. Okay. Well, this was Lisa Beats Your Meat. Do you have a closing?
23. No, 23? Just for the next couple weeks, next week, I'm going to be reading that Furman book.
Genocide. It's Furman.
It's Furman? Okay. Yeah. Fast Food Genocide. So
that'd be super fun.
We recommend that before I even read it.
Yes.
I leaf through it. But
and maybe we'll get one out this weekend, a podcast, but no promises because we're having a big old Halloween party on Friday, and I'm probably going to be super hungover/super tired all weekend.
From all the hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm going to be Cher, and Jimmy's going to be Sunny.
Yeah.
Get it? It's going to be awesome.
Get it?
All right. This has been great. Lisa Beats Your Meat, episode 23. That was it. All right.
Adios.
Good night.